You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This EPN broadcast is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source. And by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry. Up next is the MLM Power Hour Show with your host, Todd Falcone.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Are you in the home business or direct sales industry and not sure where to turn for advertising? Look no longer. Our very own EPN Lead Store provides you with the freshest, most qualified prospects available in the home business direct sales industry. All the products at EPN Lead Store are delivered live and guaranteed. Never pay for a bad lead again. Expose your business to hot qualified prospects and watch your business grow with advertising from the EPN Lead Store at epnleadstore.com. Tom, what is Extreme Business Makeovers?
Extreme Business Makeovers, to me, is actually more of an experience than just a seminar, but it's always made it a big thing at this particular seminar to make sure that when people walk away, they're actually walking away with an action plan. It takes place annually in Orlando, Florida, with just some fantastic speakers who really concentrate on different areas of one's business in order to help them gain the improvements they're looking for.
That's Extreme Business Makeovers coming up April the 23rd through the 25th in Orlando, Florida. Get those tickets quick because they are going fast.
Welcome to MLM Power Hour with your host, Todd Falcone. Get ready, hold on, and strap yourself in for another hour of raw and totally uncensored training. What is MLM Power Hour? It's your source for no-holds-barred talent-like-it-is training from Network Marketing's number one prospecting coach.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
And now, live from his posh studios in Seattle, Washington, your host, Todd Falcone.
Thanks for tuning into the E-Podcast Network and the MLM Power Hour Show. This is your host, Todd Falcone. Welcome back. How you doing? Oh, I'm fired up. But then again, I'm always fired up when I'm here. So excited to be here. Excited to have you guys here. Excited to have you listening, tuning in. The subject of today is this, recruit up. Again, obviously, if you're tuning into the MLM Power Hour show here on EPN, you are looking for success in network marketing, right? You're looking for the answers. Isn't that what we're all looking for? We're looking for the answers to achieving success. And, you know, in fact, that's a question you should be asking yourself. How do you do this? How do I guarantee my success? How do I guarantee my success in network marketing? Well, you come, you know, if you were to come up to me and ask me that question, well, hey, Todd, how do I assure myself success? Well, I mean, I can give you the long answer, and we could take a long time, we could shorten it up for you. Number one, you make a decision, you decide on a company, you pick that horse, you ride it, you focus on that company, you don't look around to see if the grass is greener someplace else. You put your head down, you go to work, you put your blinders on, and you go recruit, and you go build that company. And you make that commitment, and you don't look sideways, you don't look up, you don't look down, you look straight ahead the whole time, period, end of story. That's what you do. That's what you do. Now, in addition to that, if you say, well, Todd, what's a great tip you'd give me on how you've achieved success in network marketing, what would you do? Well, you know what, here's the deal. You're looking to build a distribution network. You're looking to build a distribution network of other like-minded people that want to make money, that want to be in business with you. And you know what? what do you want to bring in? Do you want to bring in somebody that's low quality, or do you want to bring in high quality? Well, I already know the answer. We're talent scouts. That's what we are. We're looking for people that are willing, able, and capable of doing what we do in network marketing. That's really what we're looking for. I understand that, you know, it's like, who do you want to bring in? Do you want to bring in a bunch of whiners and complainers and people that are headaches, or do you want to bring in people that are doers and producers, people that can do, people that know how to do? And this goes down to my favorite method of recruiting. I do have a favorite. You know, you can do anything. You can work warm market, referrals, cold market, leads, online advertising, offline advertising, pay per click, search engine optimization, Google AdWords, blah 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 blah, dee da da da, networking groups and the tips and this and that, and you can meet people in all sorts of different ways, and that's great, and they all work. And they're all different methods. It's just different ways to find people. But I got my favorite. My favorite's recruiting talent. Well, who doesn't want to recruit talent? I mean, if that's all you could bring is talent in, how cool is that? Bring in good people. Bring in the talent. And the funny thing is I discovered something a long time ago. See, our natural human tendency is to go down the socioeconomic chain. Our natural human tendency when we get started in a network marketing business is it's easy to go talk to our friends and family, our broke friends and family especially, because, you know, we perceive that to be a little bit easier than going after successful people, and we tend to avoid the successful people on our list and even the ones that are on our warm market list, even the ones that we know. I mean, and you know what, if you're listening to me right now, there's probably a good chance that there are people on your warm market list, people that you know, and there's probably people that you know that are highly successful that you haven't yet talked to. That's pretty standard fare. People will go after, it's easy to go talk to my friend, my buddy, my peer, because my buddy, my peer, you know, I'm not worried about him or her making fun of me. But then I don't know about the super successful person that I've known for years that's on my list. Boy, I don't know. You know, here's the thing with that. That's bad thinking. What you think is actually the path of least resistance, which is going at or beneath you socioeconomically, is actually the path of greatest resistance. You know, you go after broke people, and they're like, I don't know, I'm skeptical. They see the glass as half empty rather than half full. They don't have the money to get started. Their mind is in a different spot. But you go after successful people. People become successful don't become successful because they're closed-minded. They're open-minded. They're willing to roll up their sleeves, and they're willing to go to work. That's how you become successful. And when you become successful, you don't just all of a sudden close your mind. You don't all of a sudden go, hey, I'm just not even open anymore. I mean, you know, I am today more open to opportunity than I was 10 or 15 years ago. More open to opportunity than I was 20 years ago. More open to opportunity than I ever have been. That doesn't mean I'm open to jumping into a bunch of network marketing opportunities at the moment, personally, but I am certainly open to opportunity coming into my life. And successful people keep their eyes and ears open for opportunity. And you know what? There are certain categories of people that are ideal for you to be recruiting into for your network marketing business. This is something that I teach in a course called the Insider Secrets Home Study Course, where I teach people how to recruit professional people, realtors, insurance agents, mortgage professionals, outside salespeople, people in managerial positions, leadership roles in companies. And in fact, I teach you exactly how to do this. Because of the timeline of this particular show, really all I can do is kind of tweak your brain here a little bit and get you thinking a little bit differently about what you're doing. But you really need to be listening here, because this is bottom line is network marketing is not necessarily for everybody. It's for some. And there are a lot of people, and it doesn't matter what your background is, race, religion, education, none of that stuff really matters. But, you know, it certainly does require certain stuff. And you want to go after people that, you know, for example, if you had a couple of choices, you could go after computer programmers that just sit in the back room and write computer code all day long, and they've chosen that career path because they're not into being social. They like to play with the computer programming numbers and be on, you know, just be typing on a keyboard all day in the back room of a, you know, dark whatever place. That's probably not your number one candidate for your network marketing business, right? I mean, if I told you today you can go after computer programmers that are writing computer code, nothing wrong with writing computer code. I mean, it's great. We all, you know, all companies need that at some level. But if I'm going to go into a company, what about the salesperson? Wouldn't that make more sense considering that what we do is sell, right? I mean, the key thing with this recruiting up thing is understanding that you're going after people that are more likely to be successful in this business because of what they do already. In other words, they're essentially doing the things that we do in network marketing. They're just doing it someplace else. So they're selling for a living. I mean, here's the thing. And these different categories I'm talking about, realtors, insurance agents, financial planners, mortgage people, outside sales professionals in different career categories, they're already doing exactly what we do in network marketing. They're just doing it someplace else. So if I told you, for example, you had two choices. Now, and of course, you have a myriad of choices. But if I told you today, you only have two choices. You can either recruit burger flippers from Jack in the Box, or you can recruit real estate agents. Which one is it going to be? Well, come on, Todd. That's a silly question. Of course I want to recruit, the realtor. Well, yeah, I know it's kind of a silly question, but let's really look at the answer, because the answer is going to help you understand why this method is so effective. Well, what's the realtor do every day? Well, the realtor calls on people. They prospect. They sell. What's the burger flipper do? Well, the burger flipper, they flip burgers. Well, what do we do in network marketing? We don't cook. We talk to people. We expose. We prospect. So they're essentially doing the same activities that we're doing in network marketing. They're just doing it someplace else. Number two, the primary way that these people are paid is production. In other words, if a realtor sells a house, a realtor gets paid. If they don't sell a house, they don't get paid. How do we get paid in network marketing? We get paid for what we produce and the time that we put in. We don't make you don't make hourly wage. You don't make a salary. You get paid for what you produce in the time. Burger flipper. I worked at Jack in the Box. I know. Punch in $3.35 an hour. I just dated myself. Work for 4, 5, 6 hours. Punch out. So that's how you're paid. So essentially, these are people that are already doing what we do. They're already getting paid the way that we get paid. So they're an ideal match. And then you just need to know how to find them and what to say to them. And I go through that in explicit detail in my course, but I'll give you the basic script. I could drive by a for sale sign, for example, and this will open up your eyes. And I'll end the story with this. This is I'm going to open up your eyes to two lost opportunities in your backyard that most of you listening to this show right now are not taking advantage of. I've done this enough times on stage in front of huge audiences all over the world. I already know what the answer is. So here's the deal. Ask yourself, okay, most people probably listening to the show right now have a car, okay? So, hypothetically, raise your hand if you have a car, okay? Cool. I got my hand raised while I'm doing the show. Now, keep your hand raised if you also have a cell phone. So you have a cell phone and a vehicle. So keep your hand raised if you have both. Now, I'm just going to ask you a simple question. Is it possible that within the last 7 days, you have driven by a for sale sign for a house or a condominium? Keep your hand raised if you have a phone, a cell phone, you have a car, and within the last 7 days, you may have just driven by a for sale sign, just, anywhere, wherever. Most people are probably still raising their hands. Only keep your hand raised if you called the realtor. All the hands in the room go down. Why is that? Well, obviously, you guys are, wait a minute, I don't see any hands. Well, I've done this enough in front of many audiences to know that most people put their hands down. In other words, you don't see that as an opportunity. See, the eyes cannot see the things that they're not yet trained to see. And see, I've trained my eyes to look for opportunity and ask myself, is that an opportunity? And to me, a for sale sign is an opportunity. And what I do is instead of driving right by the for sale sign, I slow down and I just do this. I slow down. I write the realtor's name and phone number down I keep a yellow pad and pen in my car at all times. And I just do this. I just call them up and I say, hi, is Jan in? Yeah, this is Jan. Hey, Jan, Todd Falcone here in Seattle. She's like, great, how you doing? I say, Jan, I was just driving by your beautiful listing on Beaver Lake Drive. She's like, fantastic. Are you interested in the home? I said, well, it's a beautiful home. I actually live in the neighborhood. Let me tell you why I'm calling you, Jan. I'm an entrepreneur. I love working with super sharp people like yourself. I've seen a lot of your real estate activity here on the plateau. I got a very simple question for you, and that is, do you at all keep your options open in terms of making any money outside of what you're currently doing as a real estate professional? And that's my peak interest question. And the interesting thing is, when I ask that question, when my students ask that question, a bare minimum of the time, if they do it the right way and they don't reinvent the wheel, 50% or more of those people are going to say yes. So can you imagine? I mean, the bottom line is, if you've made 50 phone calls, or let's say you made 100 phone calls to 100 realtors, all 100 of them are going to sound, oh my gosh, this would be somebody I would love to have in my business 7 days a week. Oh my goodness, you get so excited because they sound like they have it. In fact, they do have it. They do have the goods. They do have the things that we're looking for them to, propel themselves forward in our network marketing business. And have half of them say yes. I mean, 100% of them sound awesome, but have half of them say yes in comparison to some of the things that you could be doing. I have pounded the phones working leads. And, pick up the phone, hi, is Bobby in? And the mom is like, well, Bobby's 11. What do you, I mean, I didn't respond. I mean, all the crazy stuff that you can get, you never get that. You're talking to people that are willing, able, and capable of doing what we do. There are opportunities everywhere in your backyard. You can do this regionally, nationally, internationally. It is a very powerful method. It is my favorite way of recruiting. That's recruiting up the socioeconomic chain, going after people that are more likely to do this business and be successful at doing this business because of what they're already doing each and every day in their daily job or occupation. This method is powerful. It works. And if you are involved in network marketing, you should be considering recruiting up the socioeconomic chain, recruiting up, recruiting quality. Instead of going down, which you think is actually easier, where you're met with people that are like, I don't know, I'm kind of skeptical, I don't have any money. Can you call me in 6 months when I can scrap together the $50 to get your kit, but I'm not going to buy any product? That's not so much fun. But when you go talk to successful people, they know what to do. They know how to sell. They get it. They have the money. They have the center of influence. It's a very, very different experience. This is something you should be considering. You can learn more about this stuff in terms of this method of the Insider Secrets. It actually comes out of a course called the Insider Secrets Home Study Course. You can find me at toddfalcone.com. That's toddfalcone.com. This is the MLM Power Hour show here on the E Podcast Network. This is Todd Falcone. Have a great week.
This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight to the point design source. And by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the ePodcast Network.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today. Wesley, what is an event done for you and your business success?
I went to my first event about 3 months after I started, and what it did for me was I met people who were successful in the business, and I got a chance to talk to them one-on-one, and I realized at that moment that if they can do it, I can do it.
Nitsa, from your perspective, why is attending live events important to one's future success?
First of all, you're just not going to know which event is going to be yours. So much happens within a live event with the training and the information and how it impacts us, whether it's just watching someone and how they conduct themselves, or hearing a speaker and something they say on the stage, or just a look that, you know, you get from a team member where you can really sense what's going on with them, and a shift happens, and all of a sudden it might be something that you have heard or maybe seen and read many times over, but it finally clicks.
You're the main man. You're the guy who comes from the middle of nowhere, spends 47 hours in transportation just to show up because you know the importance of events. Events helps people really see what other people are doing so they know they can do it themselves.
I went to an event, and that changed my business. It changed my income. It changed my attitude.
The go-to source for major live event on-the-scene coverage, it's all right here on EPN, your entrepreneur information source for 2010.
You're listening to EPN.
the ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.